Lawmakers ask Trump admin to blacklist FutureWay as Huawei subsidiary. Representatives John Molinar and Ro Khanna are asking the Trump administration to blacklist FutureWay Technologies, treating it the same as the United States does Huawei, the Chinese tech giant blacklisted for national security reasons. The March 5 letter follows a House Select Committee on the Chinese Communist Party probe into U.S.-based FutureWay last September, which the lawmaker said produced documentation that FutureWay is controlled by Huawei. FutureWay did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Huawei exercises ultimate ownership and control over FutureWay's finances, operations, and personnel, allowing Huawei to maintain an active U.S. presence despite the federal actions taken against it, the letter reads. Huawei blacklisting. The U.S. government's concerns about Huawei go back at least two decades. In 2017, Congress passed legislation to restrict the Pentagon from using Huawei equipment in military systems. In 2019, the Justice Department charged Huawei with fraud and sanctions evasion. Huawei was also added to the Commerce Department's entity list for national security reasons in 2019, barring the federal government from using Huawei equipment. Then in 2020, the Justice Department again charged Huawei with sanctions evasion and conspiracy to sell trade secrets. These charges extended to Huawei subsidiaries including FutureWay. The Pentagon also designated Huawei as a Chinese military company for fiscal year 2021. In 2022, the FCC restricted Huawei equipment use in the United States, and the phasing out of this equipment continues. However, $60 billion in transactions between U.S. companies and Huawei happened under the restrictions during the first Trump administration and the Biden administration, according to Congress. FutureWay services offered to Huawei. Documents FutureWay produced to the congressional panel showed that FutureWay is 100% owned by a Netherlands-based Huawei subsidiary, which is 100% owned by Huawei. FutureWay also told the committee that it is the U.S. R&D subsidiary of Huawei and exists to provide R&D services to Huawei in areas of fundamental research, open-source development, ecosystems development, industry, and standards development. According to the lawmakers, the documents also showed that its parent company can influence or control board decisions and appoint its board of directors, and that FutureWay shared staff with Huawei, including its head of intellectual property rights, legal staff, and a patent agent. These disclosures show that Huawei sets FutureWay objectives and directs its activities, the letter reads. FutureWay functions as Huawei's U.S. arm in both purpose and practice. This allows Huawei to conduct research and development that it could not otherwise do with its current restrictions, according to the letter. Even FutureWay acknowledges that one of its key functions is proscut certain U.S. patent applications on behalf of Huawei, allowing Huawei to direct how U.S.-based research is captured, protected, and transferred, the lawmaker said. They added that FutureWay's activities are not all concerning, but Huawei's control of the company creates a national security risk. They asked the Commerce Department, Treasury Department, Pentagon, and Federal Communications Commission to apply the same restrictions Huawei faces to FutureWay, including export controls, Chinese military company designations, and other restrictions. The lawmakers are also seeking a meeting with the agencies later this month.